Yeah, you're very welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Now, the Law Society here in Ireland is hosting a free 5-week course on, can you guess the subject? AI. It is looking at everything from where we're at in terms of legislation to the economic impacts to the data security impacts. And one of the speakers is Leisha Ní Éalán, and she is with me now. Leisha, it's great to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us here on News Talk. We obviously enough have been talking about AI on this program for quite some time. We've talked about how it's going to disrupt every industry if it hasn't already. We've spoken in parts about the EU AI Act. And we've also acknowledged that there are so many questions in this space. Can you just tell me a little bit about the research that you're doing in this field? And is there a particular area of interest?
Sure, thanks. Thanks for having me. So I'm a non-practicing solicitor. So my background is in law. I'm in UCD in computer science. So I'm doing a PhD in computer science, but it's interdisciplinary. So I'm supervised under the Southern School of Law, Professor Colin Scott there and Dr. Vivek Nalur in computer science. What interests me about this particular topic is the governance element and the importance of the wider governance, as a broad topic. AI is such a difficult regulatory subject, governance subject. What I'm looking at particularly is the idea of a regulated profession within AI. So we see in other areas where people's health and safety and rights are impacted. There are areas we see regulated professions. So these are jobs which people can only do if they're regulated by legislation. So say where it comes to health, we see medical practitioners are regulated. They have a regulatory body. You know, they can be prevented by the courts from carrying out, from calling themselves, say, a medical doctor. And same with solicitors. So when it comes to rights, you're looking at solicitors who are regulated, medical professionals for health, and then, say, civil engineers for safety. So we see in AI, and you know, these areas have been regulated, have had regulated professions effectively for millennia. I mean, right back to Brehan Law times, lawyers had a certain regulation and education requirements. So AI, as we know, it impacts on our health and our safety and our rights, and yet we don't have people, kind of boots on the ground, people who have skin in the game. And when it comes to AI, it's such a long, it's such a period between when the act which can maybe gives rise to the damage occurred, and then when the damage is actually experienced, we have a problem in terms of the governance of it.
So I was at an event on, Wednesday of this week with IMRO Ireland, and they held a fascinating discussion about AI when it comes to artists and songwriters in particular, and what happens to the copyright and the issue of regulation, transparency, all of the same issues that you just sort of outlined there came up as well. Is this something that needs to be examined and explored on a sector by sector basis? We know that anything to do with the medical field, for example, has to go through severe regulation and sign off and so on. So what level of effort is required for each individual sector?
So I think you're absolutely right. So the domain expertise in various areas is of critical importance when it comes to AI governance and AI governance in the round, not just talking about the legislation, but also talking about norms in the industry and the policy in the industry. When it comes to, I guess, this domain knowledge and the importance of that, when we look at, I guess, how it's going to be regulated, even under the EU AI Act, there are a lot of different organisations which are going to be involved in that. Now, the challenge obviously is ensuring that we have, you know, the resource, we have the expertise in each of the areas in order to bring that to fruition. But as you say, like, lots of organizations are doing things in this area, the SFI Center or Tighte Éireann Center Insight, in conjunction with Connect, had a recent event in the National Concert Hall, AI OK, you know, to start exploring this the same way probably as IMRO did, exploring what needs to be done. Because, I mean, there's a lot of anthropomorphic language about AI, even the term intelligence. I mean, it can't replicate that human intelligence piece. And when it comes to creativity, if we kind of just accept that we're not going to protect human creativity, I mean, Sure, is that not the end of civilization?
Yeah, and I suppose those questions are out there at the moment. And one thing that I hear time and again is that although we do have the EU AI Act, it's not all encompassing. It's not a one size fits all. And there are things that will fall through the cracks. And I suppose one area that I'm fascinated in is the acknowledgement and the ownership of different sectors when it comes to the output that they get from AI. But then also respecting their intellectual property, their research, their whatever it is, their bodies of work when it comes to the input side of things. Can you just explain to everybody, I suppose, the difference between those two categories? So those who could use it and benefit from it, and then those who stand to lose because maybe some of their IP has been scraped, utilized, and not accredited, or any form of payback given to them.
No, absolutely. And like when we talk, just when you mentioned about the different areas, like these domains, they're like when it comes to AI governance regulation, like these are, it's a brownfield site. So, okay, there's the EU AI Act, but obviously there's lots of different legislation which applies and always has applied. I mean, there were arguments before the AI Act, you know, do we need an act at all, or do we have legislation which covers this in any event? But say copyright, I'm not a copyright lawyer, so I'm not going to pretend to be. But we do, you know, in our society, we have decided that we want to protect creative output. And that is where, you know, to every cow it's calf, to every book it's copy. I mean, way back, we have identified that this is important to society. And in some ways, it's a construct. Like we've made this idea up that we should protect things, but we have decided that we want to protect things because it's of value. And it is of critical importance that the large tech companies are not allowed to simply just gobble up whatever they want to. Now, the argument is, well, they've already done that. That ship has sailed. But that is not to say that we should be throwing in the towel. When you look at the number of books, whether it's academic or otherwise, which have been taken from places where they shouldn't have been, where they had already been taken and uploaded, in breach of copyright, and where large tech companies are then just taking advantage of that and using it in training their models. I mean, that is wrong, but it still needs to be something that is dealt with. And it can't, you know, we can't just say, well, the ship has sailed, sure, you know, what's the point? We absolutely need to continue to protect the creative industries in this.
Yeah, I met somebody at that event with Imro on Wednesday night who has been working in this space since the 90s, right? And he was saying that there's this notion that the big players say there's no way to make AI forget, but that's fundamentally not true. And he has worked on a project for many years that is an unlearning ability for these big platforms if they wish to use it. And I suppose the fundamental question comes down to the ethics and the moral actions of the big platforms that we all will use and many of us are using. But what would your thoughts on that be in terms of either, you know, putting a fingerprint and full transparency over where information was scraped from, or going back and unscraping data that has already been scraped?
Absolutely. And when it comes to the unlearning piece and the ethics, and I guess just speaking about ethics initially, obviously, you know, ethics are very much context dependent. They're, you know, culturally dependent, and in some places, say in Ireland, like we feel quite protective about our medical medical history and medical data, whereas another community, you know, if you don't share your medical information with, you know, if you don't share it far and wide, that seen as being slightly rude. So the idea that we can't really have a global ethics position because it doesn't take into account the cultural differences on the context. So what we need to look at, I think, more are the harms that are associated with certain practices, and probably in a cleaner way to look at it. So we ask ethical questions in certain contexts, but we need to look at the harms associated with them. And so I guess this brings forward then the idea of, well, if how are we going to minimize the risks? And very often it's looking at the idea of responsible AI, and a lot of work has been done in this area in terms of the different kind of principles that can be applied there. But now I've forgotten what your question was.
Well, I suppose it goes back to that point of the unlearning of the data and also us as a society placing trust in the organizations that are creating these massive platforms to deal in goodwill. And in my organization, for example, so in Newstalk, we have an AI policy and we have rules where we can and we can't use it and when it needs to be disclosed, and that falls in line with the EU AI Act. And obviously, because we're in Europe, that applies to us, but a lot of these companies are not European based or European led. Therefore, they're just playing by their own rule book to a certain extent. And I guess that's where the ethical implications come into all of this.
Absolutely. And so the harms arising from that, certainly, like I think I've heard an awful lot, like I guess in the run up to the EU AI, talking about, how it dampens innovation and these questions. But I mean, we need to ask ourselves the question, do we want to be told what to do by Western tech, or do we want to, excuse me, stick with our values, say for example under the EU AI, the protection of the health, safety, and human and fundamental rights, whilst still encouraging innovation. We need to decide why, what we shouldn't be allowing ourselves to be led by Western tech companies. Like, their bottom line is not in society's interest per se. It's the question of, just because AI can be used, we need to ask the question, we need to stop and say, well, should it be used in this particular domain? Like, should we allow this to be used?
Yeah, and I think one of the areas that I'm sure will be addressed in the course that I mentioned at the top is having those conversations, but also acknowledging that we need to start taking action rather than just having these conversations because the technology is already out there in the world, right?
Absolutely. So that moving from principles to practice, and in some ways, it seems like we haven't done anything at all. But I mean, the fact that we do have the EU AI Act is very important. It was definitely kind of like a stake was put down. Now there are concerns because, is it being watered down in some ways, or are the timelines slipping? Are things being kicked down the road in that respect? But the moving from principles to practice is of critical importance. But you mentioned even your organization has a policy, and all of these things are of critical importance when it comes to AI governance, creation of these norms. We need to understand, like, what is acceptable, say in my organization. It ties in with this importance of AI literacy, and that is something I guess in terms of the course, the free online course developed by the Law Society over the course of 5 weeks, with a broad range of speakers from various backgrounds. Now, it's the law side of Ireland, so there are a lot of lawyers, but the lawyers themselves are from lots of different backgrounds. So you might have somebody from, we have Claire Daly from Tusla talking about AI safeguarding children, Dr. Maria Murphy Maynooth talking about human rights, Avril Daly from Mason Hayes and Curran Law Firm talking about AI and employment law. And so lots of different perspectives, because there are things that you can do, and the creation of the norms is of real importance in terms of how we're going to operationalize these principles. Everybody is involved because everybody's impacted when it comes to AI.
Yeah, and that's the point I was going to make next. And it's such an important one that you might be listening to this now going, oh, sure, I don't work in the medical sector or I don't work in the legal sector, so this doesn't apply to me. If you are a citizen in this country, you need to be aware of AI. Even if you don't want to use it, you need to be aware because there will be times when you're on the receiving end of it. And I think it's even the AI literacy to acknowledge when something is AI or to understand how you can get things escalated to a human or what your rights are when it comes to your information being processed and being utilized by AI. You mentioned HR there, for example. That's such a contentious issue. So it sounds like you'd be in agreement with me when I say this isn't something that people should discount themselves from. Because regardless of your level of tech literacy, AI, it's in your life and it's around you already.
100%. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, the impact, when you're thinking about the impact and the potential harms, I mean, in a longer term, the idea that we can have a loss of autonomy if we feel that decisions are automated decisions are impacting us on, it's one thing having one or two decisions, being made in the context of AI, but it really starts, it has a real impact on people's individual identity and dignity if they feel that, decisions are being made which are out of their control, that they can't appeal to an individual. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, look, it is a fascinating area. That course, as Leisha said, is free. It's a 5-week course. You can get full information. We have the information in the podcast notes, so you will find everything there. But it's being put together by the Law Society. Leisha, it's been fantastic to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Great. Thanks, Jess.
Yeah, you can find out more information on the Law Society website. It's just lawsociety.ie. I'd love to know, have you done any research in relation to how AI will be utilized in your sector or in your personal life? Are you interested? Are you intrigued? Are you bored of it? You can email me techtalk@newstalk.com. Now, when we come back here on News Talk, I'm going to answer your tech questions.